And hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Mimond Paranormal Podcast. As usual, I'm your host, Tori, from Demimond Paranormal, on Facebook.com. In tonight's episode, we will be talking about creepy, spooky little urban legends and folk tales from Japan. So some of these folk tales and urban legends you may have heard of before. For instance, in tonight's episode, we will be talking about the slit-mouthed woman. Now you may have heard of her, as there were several movies, or at least a couple movies, made in her likeness. And we're going to dive right into her in just a little bit. But we're also going to be talking about another Japanese urban legend, and that is the Teke Teke urban legend. And I also made a couple films about that story as well. So that's all I'm going to tell you guys about these legends in the introduction, because I don't want to give too much away for people who don't know what that is. But I'm just going to leave it there. Leave it on a cliff. What exactly is the Teke Teke legend, or the legend of the slit-mouthed woman? You only have to continue to listen to find out. So without any further ado, I want to give a great thank you to all of my listeners from all around the world, and also my listeners from all around the United States. It really is humbling to have listeners come from all over the place. And I am very grateful for that. So without any further ado, let's just dive right into tonight's episode. Also featured on tonight's segment is a true paranormal ghost story that I've found on the site called yourghoststories.com. And I read this one, and I think you guys are really going to find it interesting and a little bit creepy. But in the next segment here, I'm going to tell it to you guys before we get into the true star of tonight's episode. So join me, won't you, as we learn about someone's apparent true ghost story. And welcome to our second segment of tonight's podcast. So, as I said before in the introduction, I'm going to be telling you guys a spooky, true story that somebody had experienced while on the bus. And as I mentioned before, this is a story that I found off of the website that you guys can search and find for yourselves. It's called yourghoststories.com. And this story that I found is called Lady on the Bus by the user Butterfly Chaser. Now, honestly, I used to go on this site all the time to read true ghost stories. Some of them really scared the living crap out of me. But this one, I gotta say, is particularly creepy. But it's probably not the scariest story that I've ever read off of here, but I'm gonna read it to you guys, and I'm gonna leave it up to you all to try to make some sense of this story. What do you think it was? And do you believe this story? So, as I begin, this story is called Lady on the Bus by the user Butterfly Chaser. So to begin the story, I quote Butterfly Chaser with, I'm not sure this counts as a ghost story, but I believe it is paranormal, and if not paranormal, it was a strange coincidence that makes me shiver. I was riding the bus, I believe the 64, which tends to be a busy route. This was around 2019. What I remember was there were people on the bus, but it was not that full. I usually keep to myself and just stare out the window. This time there was a lady going off on some kind of speech. I don't remember what she was talking about, but my memory seems to point towards her saying, "You're the light," or something like that. I felt a bit unnerved, but chalked that up to being paranoid. I just ignored it. "I know you can hear me," she shouts. Again, I ignore it. "I see your eye twitch. Is that a sign?" Again, I ignore it, but felt slightly more unnerved, as if I am being watched. She goes off about me or someone being able to hear her. I figured that she's just a crazy lady on the bus. If I keep quiet, no one would be aware of this strange conversation. The lady would just be talking to herself as far as everyone else is concerned. Maybe that's what I figured really was going on. "I see your mouth twitch," the lady goes on. I feel unnerved again. Like as if there's something evil trying to invade my thoughts. Just a sinister feeling I'm trying to push away. I quietly rebuke it in my mind. "Get thee away from me, Satan, in Jesus' name." Granted, I didn't consider myself a full Christian. Just believe the parts about loving one another and sins being forgiven. I'm not much into the wrath of God type stories in the Bible. Now the lady speaks louder. "So you're a Christian now?" Now I feel that my thought sphere has been invaded. The lady starts to sing mockingly, "This little light of mine, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, shine." She then said something about not being able to hide the light. If it weren't for me being determined to get to my college classes, I would have gotten off the bus. I eventually work up the courage to glance at the lady. She's staring off into space with a vacant look in her eyes. I don't know if this lady read my thoughts or was possessed by or influenced by something that did, or if it was just a coincidence. Either way, I felt frightened by the event. So that's the end of the story. I'm gonna leave it up to you guys to determine what do you think that was. Was it a coincidence? Or was it something supernatural? Do you believe the story? You let me know, however way you can. Probably down in the comments or somewhere like that. When I post this podcast episode to Facebook. But I'd love to know your guys' opinions nonetheless. And welcome everyone to the star event of tonight's podcast. This is the story of Kuchisake Ona, aka the Slit-Mouthed Woman. So you may have heard of this little legend from a Japanese horror film made in the year 2007. It's called Carved, the Slit-Mouthed Woman. When I first saw it, and this was a few years ago, I liked it so much that I bought it on DVD from Amazon.com, and I never looked back. I just revisited it last Tuesday. And I was watching it, and I thought to myself, you know what? Since the people that are my listeners on the podcast seem to enjoy my little segment about haunted Japan that I did last year, maybe we should revisit Japan and just explore the urban legends and talk about Kuchisake Ona. Alright, so let's begin with the history, or the supposed history, of Kuchisake Ona. Now, the tale dates back to the Japanese Edo period, which spanned through the 17th and the 19th centuries. As the story goes, once there was a very beautiful but very vain woman named Kuchisake. And she knew that she was gorgeous. As we said, she was very vain. And beauty was everything to her. Now, apparently, according to which variant of the story that you hear, it differentiates from who you hear it from or which version you hear it from. But I'm going to tell you this one. She was married to either a samurai or some husband who found out that she was about to leave him for a new lover. And he got very jealous and furious. And that's when she unveiled to him that she was going to leave him, he knocked her unconscious and tied her up, When she woke up, her husband threatened her with a large pair of scissors. He threatened her, "If you leave me, I will kill you." But in the end, she does say, "I am going to leave you." So what does he do? He kills her. He decapitated her. And he also used the large pair of scissors to carve a smile-like slice across her face. But just before killing her, he asked his wife, "Who will think you're pretty now?" Just before cutting off her head. Soon after he murdered his wife, the man committed suicide by stabbing himself to death. Now, Kuchisake Anna is considered a malicious spirit. She appears as an attractive female of Japanese or Asian descent, obviously, but she wears a surgical mask or some type of cloth covering her face just below her eyes. In some versions of the tale, she was the concubine of a samurai, or his adulterous wife. Additionally, more modern versions of this story include that Kuchisake was a victim of dental or medical procedures that have gone wrong, or that she was mutilated by a jealous woman, somebody who was jealous of her otherworldly beauty. So after her death, she became what is known as an onryo, or a vengeful spirit. Also, she may hide her face with a surgical mask or a handkerchief. She also might hide her slit mouth with a fan, a handheld fan. She also carries some sort of sharp object, such as a knife or a machete, a scythe, or a large pair of scissors. She will ask her potential victims if she is either pretty or if she is either beautiful. If the person she asks answers with a no, then she will kill them with whatever weapon she has. It's usually the scissors, though. If the person replies with a yes, she then will reveal her mutilated mouth and ask again. Or she will ask, "Even now?" Or, "Even with this?" If the person were to reply with a scream and a no, she will then also kill them. But if they still reply with a yes, she will slice the corners of that person's mouth from ear to ear, resembling her own disfigurement. In some versions of the story, if the person who was asked questions by the slip-mouthed woman answered yes to both questions, their lives may be spared. Now, this is according to one version of the story. Although some say that she might just show up at your place of residence and kill you in your sleep. However, if the victim replies with your average as an answer, this will confuse the spirit, and thus giving you time to run away. Another way to get away from the slit-mouthed woman, as if is if you say pomade 3 times. You can also distract her by throwing candy or money at her. Especially the candy Bitco, which is a caramelized sugar candy. She will stop and pick up the candy or the money if it's thrown in her direction. So here is where we start getting into the more modern tales of the Slipmouth Woman. In 1979, a more modern myth of Clutchy Sakiana began to really circulate Japan. The reports began with the publications of the legend from the newspaper Gaifu Nachi Nachi Shinbon on the 26th of January in 1979, along with other newspaper publications. Rumors of the Slipmouth Woman stirred around Japan and caused mass hysteria, and children were sometimes walked home with members of the parent-teacher association groups. Clutchy Sakiana was, in modern times, described as an Asian woman with a long, khaki-colored trench coat or a light colored trench coat and a surgical mask, which wasn't uncommon in Japan because they are very cautious to stop the spread of germs. So if somebody was to catch a cold, it's not uncommon to see that person walking around with a surgical mask trying to contain their illness. So in modern times, this legend, this spirit, can blend very well into, you know, the masses, the population, and be undetected until she steps right in front of you and asks you the age-old question, "Am I pretty?" Clutchy Sakiana is apparently very fast, eerily fast, so if you try to run away from her, she may just cut you in half in anger. So there's another version, a more up-to-date or modern version of the backstory of the Slipmouth Woman. In the more modern version, it involves an unstable woman who used to chase and terrify children, and eventually she was caught by the police due to parents complaining to the authorities. And when the police found her, she tried to escape them by running into oncoming traffic. She was killed instantly, and she suffered severe head trauma, facial lacerations, and the cuts looked like jagged, bloody smile. In the early 1970s, she came to the public's attention again with a vengeance, especially in the Nagasaki region, where children claimed that to see her appearance or her presence clearly everywhere they went. The police were believing that there was a killer on the loose, and a panic grew with each new sighting of the Slipmouth Woman. Night patrols were bumped up and local warnings were issued. Although they could never actually find this woman with a slit mouth, though. So, We have one story here involving a boy named Chance, who had actually met Kochisaka Anna. So, according to this story, Chance was out walking in through the woods in a secluded area that his mother had warned him about, but he didn't listen to her. Suddenly, while out walking, he was met with Kochisaki Anna. She stepped right out in front of him from behind a tree. Now, terrified, Chance fell back in fear as he was asked the age-old question, "Am I pretty?" When she revealed the disfigured mouth from behind her mask, Chance grabbed the cross from around his neck. He knew that with certain words, they could banish evil spirits, and he chanted the devil's curse. "I banish you to the shadow of death. I corrupt you to the netherworld, from which no one has ever come, into the dirt no being should ever cross." Although he had hopes that she would just run away, instead, creepy demonic hands rose from the ground behind her and grabbed a hold of her, dragging her into the earth. As the spirit sank down into the earth, she told Chance, "I will be back, and I will tear you to pieces." And now we're going to continue on to more spooky and creepy Japanese legends. Follow me to the next segment. And welcome back to our next segment. Thank you guys for joining me for tonight's episode. So, what I've got compiled for us all here tonight is a list of spooky and creepy legends and folk tales from Japan. So, I tried to do the lesser known creatures and deities from Japan's folk tales. And our first star of this list is the Jarogumo, and this is the seductive spider ghost. You heard that right, the seductive spider ghost. The Jarogumo is a ghost that is based off of a very real spider. Now, this spider is known as the Golden Orb Weaver, which is found all over Japan. They are 2.5 centimeters long, and they can catch small birds of prey. Now, if you guys are anything like me, you are terrified of spiders. So when I read that, I about fell into shivers because, my God, nothing's more frightening than a carnivorous, huge spider. Now, when this spider, according to legend, when this spider turns 400 years old, she will turn into a Jarogumo, and she will develop an appetite for young men, not just boring bugs and birds. The Jarogumo is depicted as a beautiful woman with the legs of a spider, and they are usually surrounded by the skeletons of their previous victims. They use their beautiful charm to lure young men back to their homes, only for them to entwine their victims in their web and devour them slowly. Just like a freaking spider. Our next star of the list is the Yuki Onna. Now, Yuki Onna is also known as Snow Woman. Now, this is an entity that is probably one of the few entities that are even remotely related to a vampire from Japan. I mean, there's not many vampire-like entities from Asia. I mean, I can think of one from China, and maybe a few from all other places, but, you know, they're not really known for their vampirism in those countries. But Yuki Onna, her story goes like this. So, if you ever see a beautiful woman with snow-white skin and long black hair, simply just walking in the frigid winter air, beware. It may be a Yuki Onna or a Snow Woman. When she walks along the snow-covered terrain, there will be no footprints behind her. She originates from northern Japan, and in some versions, the stories about her, she is a snow vampire that sucks the souls out of her victims. Not the blood, but the souls. In other versions, she just uses her supernatural beauty to lure weak-willed men into the cold to freeze to death. Some say that the Yuki Onna is the spirit of a once very beautiful woman who was murdered in the snow, and now she does the same to others as an act of revenge. Our next entity on the list is the Gashadukuro. Now, the Gashadukuro is something very interesting, and I've seen it depicted many times in art, but I never knew what it was. Now, the Gashadukuro, these are the bones of the unfortunate people who had died on the battlefield. They form in places where masses of normal people who had died of famine or disease had perished in their village. These spirits come from those who did not receive a proper burial. And so the bones and the souls of those people come together and form one giant skeleton, 15 times bigger than the average person. These bony ghosts are thought to feed on lone travelers by biting off their heads and feasting on their bones and drinking their blood. Dracula style. Our next contestant, if you will, is the Kappa. The Kappa is deeply embedded into Japanese culture, religion, and history. There is even a sushi roll named after him, the Kabamaki, aka the cucumber roll. The kappa is a small human-like creature with a shell like a turtle, green scaly skin, and on its head, it must keep a plate filled with water to stay alive. They live in Japan's rivers, lakes, and other waterways. In Shintoism, the kappa is viewed as a god, or the gods of water. Statues of them can be seen at shrines all over Japan. The kappa love cucumbers, hence the sushi roll named after them. They are also never able to break a promise. However, a more menacing version of the kappa, they love to pull unsuspecting victims into water to drown them and to eat them. These victims are mostly children and animals. But, however, don't venture too close to the water. This version still loves cucumbers, but it also loves the taste of human raw intestines. And now, a very famous Japanese urban legend is the Teke-Teke urban legend. Now, this is an urban legend about a schoolgirl who is said to have been tied down to train tracks by her bullies, where her body was cut in half by a train. She is what is known as an Anyo, or a vengeful spirit. She is known to lurk in urban areas and around train stations at night. She either travels on her hands or her elbows, and she drags the lower half of her torso, making a strange ticky-ticky sound. If you encounter her, she will chase you down and slice you in half at the torso, mimicking her own disfigurement. One version of the story concerns a young woman named Kashima Riku, who was said to have died on a train tracks after falling on them and being hit by a train, and her legs were severed completely. Now, some sources state that the Kashima Riku story predates the Teke-Teke tale. According to her, or Kashima's legend, her spirit haunts bathroom stalls, asking occupants if they know where her legs are. If the person answers with an unacceptable answer, Kashima will rip or cut their legs off completely. To avoid having this done to your legs, you can tell her that she can find her own legs at the Meishin Expressway, or responding with the phrase Kamen Shinin Ma, which means Mask Death Demon. Thank you. Have you guys ever heard of the human pillars circulating Japan? Have you ever heard of Hitubashira? Now, the human pillars in Japan are literally pillars with human beings trapped inside of them. This popular myth surrounding this is that pillars with humans trapped inside them would bless the construction of the buildings and hold it firm. But in most places, that is not the case because the places built with these pillars are considered haunted by the souls of the people trapped inside the pillar. And our last but not least topic for this list is the no mask. Now, these no masks are masks that are traditionally used in theater, but the no mask is considered to be supernatural in nature. They represent both a smiling face and a frowning or a sad face when you look at it from a certain angle. When kept in the house, the masks are said to draw negative energy from the owners until they are completely consumed by the mask. Then the souls of the owners will be trapped in a different dimension of pain. The mask has the power to absorb anger, hatred, and anguish from the owner. The mask itself will beg the owner to wear the mask, and it will consume the negative aura from the owner, and the owner, will begin to die and rot. Once the owner is dead, the no mask does not leave the dead host, but it will stick the dead owner to a new owner. What does that mean? Well, let's find out. Until the no mask finds a new owner, it wears the dead, decomposing body of its previous owner, and then the no mask then sticks the body of the old owner onto the new owner, compiling a composed bodies. Now, the no masks are commonly used in the opera, and they're only really owned by wealthy people. Three famous masks, or the most common mask, are the fox, a devil mask, and the female K mask. These masks feed off of negative energy, and they use this negative energy to come to life. The mask itself begs the owner to put it on. It whispers to the owner, promising to fulfill the owner's wishes and dreams, promising that their dreams will come true. Then, once on the face, the life of the owner will be drawn out from them, and they will die and begin to rot. And thanks so much for joining me for tonight's episode. That concludes all of our spooky Japanese urban legends and folk tales for tonight, and I will see you guys in the outro. And I want to thank you guys so much for joining me for tonight's episode. I want to thank you. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's episode. I hope it was informative and entertaining enough, and I hope it was spooky. I'll see you guys next week for an all-new episode. Maybe we'll do some type of famous haunting, or maybe we'll do a lesser-known haunting. Or maybe we'll travel around the world again and see which country we get stuck in to learn about their spooky ghost stories in their dark history. And as always, I'm Tori from Demond Paranormal, and I hope you guys join us next week. All new episodes every Friday. But until then, I wish y'all sweet dreams and be kind to one another. Stay safe, make good choices, and I will see you guys in time. Good night.